Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. As I hope that, by the way, you had a wonderful Memorial Day, that it was very special to you and your family and your friends. It certainly was to me. For many reasons. By the way, shout out to Solid Rock Church. I told you this yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody heard it again. I really appreciate the opportunity that they extended to me to come and talk to them Sunday morning. Instead of normal church service, they had me. Oh, boy. I was deeply honored to have the opportunity to share with them my thoughts about a number of things, including this business of how or why Christians should be involved in politics, because it's really important. There's a story today that reinforces this. It's also a story that I want to talk about on behalf of those of us that are parents or grandparents. And it is the indoctrination of not just kids in schools. And this is why it's so important that we have Christians running for school boards, because of not just the things that are going to come out of this legislative session that we find offensive and wrong to teach children. And that's how school board members can impact that and stand against it. That's going to happen, by the way, because Fred and the boys decided to stick around. But it's also what this Federalist article talks about. And U.S. parents or grandparents, you need to know about this, folks. You really do. Because it's about culture. It's about what's not only being taught in schools or will be taught in schools, but it's about what your children or your grandchildren are watching on television, in cartoons that are indoctrinating them in a way that ain't good, a way that ain't good at all. The article is called Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, Blue's Clues. Have you guys heard of that? I hadn't until I had read this article. Blue's Clues is a long-running cartoon series. They are now engaging in transgender propagandizing for preschoolers. There's a YouTube video put out by a black mother. Hide your kids, hide your wife. This is the behavior of a sexual predator. What they're trying to put out there in cartoons. It's not good stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Also talk about another thing that Fred and the boys have allowed to have happen. And that's the gun bill. We're going to talk about that because the politicians are making gun control worse, not better. Also, did you notice yesterday that state flags were only half staff for half of the day until noon? Why not all day? I thought Memorial Day was all day. Well, apparently Governor Brown, Kate, decided that, they just needed to do that till noon. So lessening, of course, the importance of the ultimate sacrifice paid for your liberty and my liberty. Because, we can only keep the flags half-staff till noon. But if a transgender person gets beat up, maybe dies, or a gay person gets shot by their gay lover, they blame it, of course, on right-wing people. And then Kate has to offer, or order, rather, that the flags go to half-staff all day long. Also, the Eugene Veterans Memorial was vandalized over Memorial Day weekend. And then, of course, the Oregon-Vietnam War Memorial is kind of stuck in planning. Just ain't going anywhere. Of course, blamed on COVID-19. There is the final tax push, and we'll get into this a little bit here, too. In the legislature, as the legislature is winding down, thankfully, except now is when it gets really dangerous. And it gets really dangerous now. You know why, friends? I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the legislative session, bills that you thought were dead suddenly come to life. Isn't that amazing how that happens? It does. And in fact, bills that have been sitting sort of just kind of in the background now come to life. And you will have even less opportunity to have your say about them to the politicians that are going to pass them. Why? Well, because, of course, you cannot go into the building because they still have a fence around it. Because even though we're opening up everything, it's too dangerous for the legislature to be around you, to hear from you. Just too dangerous. They can't do it. But also because they go to what's called 1 hour notice. This is the time-honored tradition, which we used with Republicans when we were in control, when I served in the House of Representatives. Same deal. 1 hour notice. You get 1 hour to notice that, hey, this bill that you thought was dead is going to be heard and probably amended. Could be gut and stuff. That's where you remove everything out of the bill and put in other things that are related. Because a relating clause as wide as you could make it, so you could fly a 747 through it, that relating clause is used by leadership to pass the end of session bills, to amend them. Now, it's not being done in dark, but almost, because with a 1 hour notice requirement, you may not even know about it until it's done. You may not be able to sign up. And in fact, if that bill that they pulled back for our time, which makes it illegal for Dallas Hurd and Senator Dennis Lynth to come to serve as both Oregon senators or any member of the legislature and be the head of a political party, you know that bill? You know what they said with that bill too, by the way? All of your testimony that you sent in because the bill was going to be heard, and then they decided to pull it off the schedule, all of that testimony, it just got erased. That, my friends, is a violation of Oregon law and Oregon's constitution. But of course, nobody's going to do anything about it. But more importantly, they said, well, you know, just because things are so busy at the end of the session, we may not even be able to post testimony on any bill till a day after it's passed. So that means that the legislators never hear from you. So that means that not only do you not get the warning until 1 hour before a legislative hearing where you can maybe appear by Zoom or send in your testimony, because that's the only way you can, may you not even get to see, or the legislators get to see your comments even. So you don't get to testify because you can't even find out about it because it's a 1 hour notice and your testimony doesn't even get put in front of the legislators for a day later after they've already voted on it. That's what's going to happen at the end of the session. Well, despite record-breaking revenue, this is the Taxpayer Association of Oregon, despite record-breaking revenue into the state and despite $5 billion, let me just say that again, $5 billion in unexpected cash from Congress, legislature doesn't have enough two taxes in one day because they're considering more. House Bill 2438 and 2070 are set for hearings in the House Revenue Committee tomorrow, June 2nd. The Property Tax Study Bill, House Bill 2438, will be having a hearing, and that directs state government to study our property taxes and to come up with a property tax that is more stable and more adequate. What? Property taxes could not hardly be more stable since they weather economic trends quite well. What they mean is, how can the politicians raise your higher property taxes on Oregon homeowners who already are paying higher property taxes than the national average? And then House Bill 2070 is the timber tax extension bill. And a lot of timber towns are devastated. They're going to continue to raise them. Oh, and House Bill 3055, that's the road tolling bill. Makes it easier than to ever before to toll roads already built and already paid for. Yeah, that extends our little hidden nugget in that one. It extends the short-term borrowing indebtedness from $100 million to $600 million. It's part of a larger package of transportation law changes, fixes, and updates, we like to say. So if the state has all this extra money, record revenues, $5 billion in cash from the federal government, extra cash, why do they need to extend their short-term borrowing? Why do they need to raise it from $100 million to $600 million? Because they're going to spend a lot more, folks. And they've got to be able to borrow short-term while they're begging Washington, D.C. for more. Just pointing it out to you. Just pointing it out to you. By the way, thanks to this was a listener, Jennifer. And if you want to send me an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. It's Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. She writes, Jeff, I was wondering if you were aware of the national tour that's going on to wake up Americans. Please check it out and share this event. It's going to be in Oregon in late June, Friday, June 25th. The location of the rally will be announced 2 weeks prior to the event. The Arise USA Resurrection Tour is going all across the country. It's by Big Bat USA. We really need to get the word out so that the 99% can be represented in Oregon. That's from Jennifer. So if you go to Big Bat USA, they have a national tour final schedule, and it ends the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore. So if you go there, you can see it. Lots of interesting folks that are part of this thing. Some of them are names that you know. So it's about a number of things. Robert David Steele is the guy behind it, but so are some others, including some of the voices that you see that are not in favor of vaccination. All right, when we come back, why you want to hide your kids and watch the cartoons that they're watching. You might not like what you see. Back in a moment at 6:20. You're listening to the Political Conference.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Thanks to Timothy, by the way, for sending me a great article about from WorldNet Daily. COVID deaths plunge after a major world city introduces ivermectin. You know that drug that helps animals. Apparently it really does help human beings. You know, same thing with hydroxychloroquine. You know, Sunday I was talking about this at church in my comments to Solid Rock. I could not say that word, hydroxychloroquine, until finally I did get it spit out. It took me a while. Anyway, funny how that is. Funny how that is. And funny how all of a sudden you can talk about it on social media and they're not taking your comments down. Whoa, what's with that? Lee writes me an email, and I'll get to that in a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You're not going to like Blue's Clues, the long-running cartoon series that is influencing kids. Why? Because through psychological research and focus groups, the psychologists have determined that they can brainwash our kids at a very early age. It's going to be hot today, friends. I wish it weren't so hot because it's not good for my grass seed crops, but oh well. So if you're worried about being comfortable in your home, maybe you ought to call Freedom Heating and Air, because they can fix it for you today so that it isn't so bad. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. They've been around Salem a long time because they really do a great job for you. If you want your home to be cleaner, safer from bad stuff, you got to call Freedom Heating and Air. In fact, if you want it to be cooler today, call Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Freedom Heating and Air, all one word, .net. Lee writes, will you tell your story? In a conversation regarding the importance of this past weekend, it became blatantly apparent that they had no clue, no personal experience with the oppression that their grandparents and great-grandparents fought for and lived through. Just another holiday to barbecue. Wouldn't it be interesting if those people that have come here from other countries would tell their stories of the oppression they fled, how the hope of what America offers, and how the ignorant are allowing the American leaders to follow what they fled from. The current war we are in is so different from the ones many years ago. Soon the revisionists will erase the truth. We need more people telling their stories to help educate on the direction your current leadership is heading, how it will only help the few. Yeah, you know, I will tell you that the immigrants that I know, especially the Russian ones who escaped the Soviet Union, who've come here, it's profound how they understand and appreciate liberty in a way that we have just, by and large, taken for granted. They've lived under oppression. They're so grateful to live under freedom. But yet they keep warning us that the oppression they fled from is exactly what's happening to us today. Yes, it's coming from government, but it's also coming from the brainwashing of your children. That's that piece today in The Federalist. It's written by Joy Pullman. Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, Blue's Clues is Trans Propagandizing Preschoolers, is the name of it. Antoine Dodson is a black woman. And you can watch this if you go to the website, The Federalist, and I will have it on the show plan today. A clip of Blue's Clues, a clip of a Blue's Clues song celebrating Masturbation and Genital Amputation Month, went viral over the weekend heading into June. Viral? I'm glad it went viral, but needs to go more viral. Genital Amputation Month? What? For preschoolers? Yeah. You can watch this clip. Blue's Clues, for those of you who don't know, and I didn't know, is a long-running preschool TV show that's played on Nickelodeon Junior since 96. It became the highest-rated show for preschoolers in America and was critical to Nickelodeon's growth. The lyrics of the Pride Month song, which appears to be sung by a cartoon drag queen, include the following. This family has two mommies. They love each other so proudly. This family has two daddies. They love each other so proudly. These babas are non-binary. They love each other so proudly. Trans members of this family all love each other so proudly. Some people choose their family. They love each other so proudly. Ace, bi, and pan grown-ups you see can love each other so proudly. All families are made differently. They love each other so proudly. Joy writes, this is clearly intended to catechize small children into false and damaging beliefs about the human person. Slogan repetition is a basic propaganda technique. So is incorporating radical ideas into threatening and cheerful contexts. Neither of these is accidental on Blue's Clues. Sesame Street was well known for its pioneer in children's educational television, using psychological and behavioral research to inform its structure and content. Same thing has happened here. See, Blue's Clues creators studied and built on Sesame Street based on early childhood research. In fact, a New York Times article in 2018 pointed this out, how repetition is necessary to impress the messages on children. That each episode of Blue's Clues plays every day for the entire week. The producers test each episode three times on focus groups of children before they air it. And it goes on to talk about these things. This strategy of repetition and saturation is deliberately used to normalize certain sexual behaviors and attitudes, both in children and adults. Now, I'm going to leave it there for a moment, because there's more to this, and we'll get to it on the other side of the break. I also want to thank Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors, along with Freedom Heating and Air. Eric Racher, Azar, Righteous Renovations. If you're looking for a contractor you can actually trust to do the right job for you and do it on time and not disrupt your entire life with a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel that drags on forever, they are your group. Check them out. Look at the great customer testimonials and the pictures. You go to RighteousRenovations.com, RighteousRenovations.com. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Yeah, that is the number to call if you want to comment on what we're talking about today. Lots of new taxes. The legislature is probably going to pass, even though they have record revenues, $5 billion in new unexpected cash from the federal government. Doesn't matter. They don't have enough. I'll get into politicians' gun control solutions. That's a piece by Lars that really is important here. And also want to finish up here in a moment on what your children and grandchildren are watching in cartoons that are indoctrinating them, and the sinister, ugly thing that will come out of it. Why you need to pay attention. Believe me, you need to pay attention. So, let me go to Art here and talk to him before I finish this up, because it's important. Art, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Jeff. So the propaganda wars are definitely increasing, and they will continue to try to propagandize our children into believing all this critical race and gender theory that is really going to ruin our country. So we do most definitely have to fight it any way that we can. Of course, we know the Democrats are in control here in Oregon, and so it's going to be very difficult, especially since our Republican leaders are just kicking back and letting them do whatever they want to and don't care about us and what we think needs to happen. And, hide your pocketbooks, because they're out to get as much of your money as they can. I did want to say, Jeff, that the Democrats in Texas walked out because they didn't want the bill to reform elections and make sure they were right. Of course, our Republican friends won't do it here in Oregon, and so we're going to suffer the consequences. I don't know if you heard that national news story, but it was all over the airwaves yesterday on how the Democrats in Texas walked out to block bill.
Yeah.
So
it's funny. It's funny the Democrats, and of course they did it here in Oregon too. I mean, it's just sad that our Republicans can't figure that out. So what do you think the outcome of that is going to be? The ultimate outcome of what's going to happen on this legislative session, because Republicans didn't walk out and negotiate their way back into the building.
Well, Jeff, our pocketbooks and our rights are going down the toilet. Gun rights, free speech rights, and who in the heck knows what gut and stuff bills are going to occur that really push the Democratic agenda. This is the time during a legislative session that we're really going to suffer, and there isn't a damn thing we can do about it. The only ones that could are our Republican leaders, and they continue to march down to the Capitol, not let our voices be heard, and let the Democrats do whatever the heck they want.
That's right. That's what we need to do. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it. You just set the stage perfectly, because a lot of stuff is going to happen because Republicans decided to hang around. And it was fascinating that the Democrats in Texas, by the way, in fact, the governor there is going to veto the budget bill because the Democrats walked out and shut things down. It apparently works good if you're a Democrat, not so good if you're a Republican. Just
Jeff.
Amazing. Yeah, thanks, Art.
They're smarter than our Republican friends.
Yeah, well.
Goodbye.
Well, yeah, they haven't been bought off yet. Yeah, that's the thing. They, you know, Republicans in Texas would be not a whole lot different than Republicans here if you offered them $4 million of pork for their district. All right, so your grandkids and your children are being indoctrinated by Blue's Clues cartoon series, which ran a clip, and you can see it, and again, I'll have, this is on thefederalist.com, about Genital Mutilation Month and masturbation for your kids and your grandkids, for three-year-olds, folks. Did you hear me say that? For three-year-olds. Yeah. Joy Pullman writes the story about this, and she continues here. The repetition and saturation strategy has been deliberately used to normalize certain sexual behaviors and attitudes in both children and adults. We saw recently a cross-dresser on Sesame Street to a gay wedding on PBS's children's show Arthur. LGBT consciousness is so pervasive that Americans think six times as many people are LGBT than actually identify so. And each successive generation exhibits higher rates of LGBT identification. Well, that's because they've been brainwashed by both education and culture. Joy writes this: the problem is that these sexual behaviors and attitudes are not normal. They are dangerous. In the first place, the only thing that sets LGBT people apart from others is their sexual behavior. Therefore, to talk about the LGBT community with preschoolers is to talk about sex and not sex as an age-appropriate basic human biology. Men have certain body parts, women have others, and together these parts make babies. But R-rated sexual techniques for, like, anal sex, oral sex, and masturbation. If you think any such things are appropriate for discussion with a three-year-old, please let me know so I can make sure you never get anywhere near my children. It is well proven by both research and common sense that exposure to detailed sexual information harms prepubescent children. It is obvious by the very fact that their bodies have not made themselves ready for sexual activity yet. This is not the right age for such information. Early sexual exposure is therefore not surprisingly linked with self-harming and risking behaviors such as early sexual activity, susceptibility to sexual predators, and porn addictions. Pornography also drives extreme sexual behaviors like BDSM, transgenderism, etc. It is therefore no surprise that accustoming children and adults to our pornified culture, as all mass media like Snapchat now engage in routinely, results in earlier and weirder sexual behaviors becoming increasingly common. Sexual acts, of course, are the final step of all this conditioning, making children more sexually available to adults. It's a long process that starts with something that seems innocuous, like celebrating transgender and non-binary families in the name of love, while insisting people ignore that this kind of love involves sterilization, increased risk of heart attacks, higher risk of suicide and genital amputation, as well as manufacturing the children for these chosen families in labs with surrogates, because these families can only reproduce through unnatural means. In other words, this Blue's Clues material is grooming, plain and simple. Isn't that like a felony in every state? It is. That's my comment. She continues, it is training children to be comfortable with things that they should be uncomfortable with and remain exposed to until puberty and following for their own well-being. To allege otherwise is gaslighting. Further evidence of this transgender activist response to a recent 60 Minutes story highlighting numerous young people who regret experimenting with transgenderism, including irreversibly damaging themselves through hormones and surgery. These young people testified that media grooming of their psyches was a key component of being rushed into a devastating medical decision. There was an explosive 2018 Brown University study of transgender regretters by a feminist researcher. He found strong evidence that social media grooming is a key component in fomenting and hardening youth gender dysphoria. Now, I'll continue with this, but I need to go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Well, the LGBTQ collection of letters, a lot of people don't know what the Q stands for, and it stands for questioning. So when they start the children in school, in kindergarten, with the 57 genders, and the children begin to question their sexuality, then they automatically become part of the LGBTQ grouping. And they become a group that the state is willing to protect from their parents. And so at school, they can come and they can do whatever they want, and the school will protect them from their parents knowing anything about it. So this has been going on in the schools, and it's just now becoming part of the larger pack. And right now they're starting to have a plus sign after the Q, and that's because they don't want you to know that the next letter is P, which stands for pedophilia. And they believe that the children have a right to be sexual from birth.
You're right, Rebecca, because that's where this is headed. Well said, back in a moment, 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes to the top of the hour. Julius, send me an email. It's Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Or you can call 503-589-1220. That's the Power View GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Julie writes this email about cartoons versus news. I recall the days people sat up to watch the news when Slick Willie was just explaining his sins. There are just some things one do not desire to explain to your eight-year-old. Everyone should read Irreversible Damage by Abigail Schreier, particularly parents of young teen daughters. Yeah. In Oregon, you have been able, if you're a 15-year-old, to get sex reassignment surgery paid for by the taxpayers without your parents' knowledge, including all of the chemicals that you need to take, the drugs you need to take to make it happen before you actually have the sex reassignment surgery. And your parents can't stop you. 15 years old, folks. It's happened. Does anybody think that's right? These stories that Joy is, the studies rather, that she has pointed out in this article in the Federalist. Again, I'll have this up on my Facebook page. I'll have it up on the show plan. You think a 15-year-old is ready? Do you think your 3-year-old is ready to watch Blue's Clues talk about gender mutilation month, masturbation, and that it's okay to have two daddies, two mommies, and it's okay to change your sex? This is why you need to be aware, friends, of what's going on out there. You need to be watching what your kids are watching. The good thing is that with today's technology, you can generally block what you don't like. You can put a block on what your kids see. That's a good thing. Unless, of course, they're smart enough to go around your block, then it's not such a good thing. Joy writes, transgender activists claim that nobody is manipulating children's feelings about sexuality. That's obviously a lie. They are the very people pushing earlier sexual initiation and saturation while telling us we're bigots if we notice. Yeah, folks, I'm telling you, this is what we need to be watching. You need to be careful. If you have grandkids, maybe you ought to ask their parents, what are they watching? Yeah, you might mention Blue's Clues. Do your kids watch Blue's Clues? Did you know that they just had a song? And then refer to this article. You think it's right for your 3-year-old to be watching a song about masturbation or genital mutilation? Joy finishes the article here by saying, this is the behavior of a sexual predator. What should we do with sexual predators? At the very, very least, every single parent should take Antoine Dodson's advice. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Because they're pushing sexual contact on preschoolers out there. That is the video you can watch that celebrates Pride Month, that celebrates genital mutilation. Genital Amputation Month is the song played on Blue's Clues. Masturbation in Genital Amputation Month. By the way, what happened down at Adam's Ribs, the so-called Antifa protest that was going to happen, it didn't. But lots of you showed up, apparently, because I got a couple of, especially Lee. Thank you, Lee, who went there with his family to, as others of you did, to go have dinner. Apparently, Antifa never showed up. Good for them for being smart enough to realize what would happen if they did. Because we're not going to stand for it, folks. We've had our fill of it. At least I have. I bet you have, too. You know, if you want to make your body feel better, you should really consider using CBD products. And I buy my CBD from the folks I sold it to. ProBioScience. They're right here in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. And if you don't know, you should know that Oregon's standards for CBD production from the farming side, like I did, is the toughest standards in the nation. They really are. So buy with confidence that you're actually getting what you're paying for. And you're getting what they say is actually in the label. The highest quality CBD only grown in Oregon. Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their products online, they've got products for pets, they've got beauty products, ladies, and a lot more coming, by the way. Or just maybe use the pain stick like I use. It helps my body deal with when I overdo it sometimes with working out or whatever. Use the discount code for the month of June, the word father. It's Father's Day month, right? Father. And you get 15% off. Plus, you ought to check out their great loyalty rewards program. Or you can check them out on the store shelves at Liquivana vape shops in both Silverton and Molalla, or the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience.com. Politicians and Gun Control Solutions, a piece by Lars Larsons on the Oregon Catalyst. There was a horrific shooting in San Jose, California. 9 people died. Politicians, of course, are proposing nothing that would prevent more murders. In fact, they make it worse. The transit worker who did the deed, who killed 9 people, had bought his guns legally. Background checks wouldn't have helped. He didn't use a gun ghost or a ghost gun. Sheriff Lori Smith says the minute the killer saw deputies, he stopped shooting and killed himself. In the Clackamas Town Center shooting in December 2012, when a private citizen named Nick Mealy simply pointed his gun at the killer, ran away, blew his brains out. 98% of mass shootings in the last 30 years have happened in gun-free zones. Anti-gun politicians want to make more places gun-free, which gives the killers an advantage. Now I'll stop there because that's exactly what Fred and the boys have allowed to happen, is more gun-free zones. And more making it harder for you to defend your family in your home because of the gun storage bill that got added to Senate Bill 554, which Fred and the boys allowed because they got off being bought off for $4 million apiece. Your life is worth $28 to Fred and the boys. That's all. Good reason to recall Fred, don't you think? I think it is. But don't do it with malice. Justice, because that's how you discipline someone who has done something bad to you or hurt the whole family. See you tomorrow, friends. Make it a great day. Stay cool. See you then.